O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna in the highest. Creator of this winter earth, you promised Father Abraham that he would be the seed of birth to yield a people for a land. The laughing Sarah bore a child whom you gave back in sacrifice. Then you remembered Rachel's plight and made her son the source of life. You drew your firstborn from the Nile to give the chosen law and land, anointed then the youngest son, and seated him at your right hand. Remember now our winter time, raise up a Savior from the earth. From Jordan's waters call the Lamb to sign those chosen with new birth. Praise God, the Abba of us all, and Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, together in the Spirit's life. Praise God, the God of Israel. Amen. Now behold the Lord coming soon, and all the saints shall follow, and there will be a shining light on that day. Alleluia. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of God's hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes the message known. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There God has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest ends of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Now behold the Lord coming soon, and all the saints shall follow, and there will be a shining light on that day. Alleluia.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. May God make you overflow with love for one another and for all people, even as our love does for you. May God strengthen your hearts, making them blameless and holy before our God and Abba at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all the holy ones. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Jerusalem, lift up your eyes. The glory of Adonai will shine upon you. Jerusalem, lift up your eyes. The glory of Adonai will shine upon you. Your Savior comes to you to loosen your bonds. The glory of Adonai will shine upon you. Jerusalem, lift up your eyes. The glory of Adonai will shine upon you. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word.
For spouses who await the return of one they will never see again. For parents who await the return of a child. For prisoners who await the return of their freedom. For the sick who await the return of their health. For the lonely who await the return of companionship. For the weary who await the arrival of rest. For the oppressed who await the arrival of justice. For the hungry who await the arrival of bread. For the dying who await the arrival of peace. For all of these, we pray the words that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Creator and Redeemer of humankind, the eternal Word through whom you gave the Torah to Moses, took flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and extended his arms on the cross to welcome all in his embrace. Fill us with the fire of his love, which fulfills the law and restores your image in each of us. We ask this through the same incarnate Word who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the wisdom and might of the Holy One strengthen our hearts and our minds in Jesus our Emmanuel. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.